This is Apollo Control Houston at 71 hours, 38 minutes. Now onto the flight of Apollo 8. We're now within 2 minutes of our predicted time of acquisition on this second pass across the front side of the moon. During this pass, we expect to acquire via television. Our prime tracking site for the TV is the Madrid site. Meanwhile, Glenn Lunny here in Mission Control has gone around the room, updated all his flight controllers on our requirements, flight plan requirements for this revolution, and we'll stand by and continue to monitor. At 71 hours, 38 minutes. Mark, 1 minute to predicted time of acquisition. Standing by. Mark 30 seconds and standing by. Five seconds.
Apollo 8, Houston, over.
That's Jerry Carr making a call. No reply yet, standing by. We're receiving telemetry data now. Standing by.
Apollo 8, Houston, over.
Picture is coming in now.
Houston, this is Apollo 8 with the TV going, over.
Apollo 8, this is Houston, reading you loud and clear. We see your TV. It's a little bit clear.
Roger, the moon is very bright and not too distinct in this area. I'll give you Shiloh horizon.
Roger.
How's that look? Is it on the top of your picture?
Apollo 8, this is Houston. It's a good picture of the horizon. We can't see many terrain features as yet.
Roger.
Apollo 8, Houston. We're beginning to pick up a few craters very dimly. The whole thing is pretty bright.
Roger, there's not much definition up here either on the horizon. We're now approaching the craters C and Bassett.
Roger.
I'll shift to the rendezvous window.
Roger, Bill. Apollo 8, Houston, we want to take the DSC.
Roger, you got it?
Roger. Looks like we got a real good picture now.
Okay, that's the crater brand.
Roger.
Sorry we missed Carr.
Me too. Apollo Apollo 8, this is Houston. We're going to need a cryo fan cycle sometime during this pass.
Roger. Can we wait till sunset?
Roger, we can wait.
Okay, I think we're coming up on Miller right now. Very new, bright impact crater. Should be in the field of view now.
Roger, Bell.
Do you see it in the upper part of your screen?
Say, Bill, how would you describe the color of the moon from here?
The color of the moon looks a very whitish gray, like dirty beach sand, and with lots of footprints in it.
Don't these two craters look like pickaxes striking concrete, leaving a lot of fine cave dust?
There's some interesting features out on the other window. Let me switch windows on you now.
Roger, Bill.
You should see the horizon now in the top of your picture.
Roger, we have the horizon, Bill.
I believe now these are the craters Bassett and C.
Roger, Bill, if you have the polarizing filter handy, try slipping it in front, would you?
Roger.
Jerry, as a matter of interest, there's a lot of what appear to be very small new craters that have these little white rays radiating from them.
Roger, Jim. Roger, we see the filter going over. Apollo 8, this is Houston. Looks like we have too much light. The polarizing filter doesn't help much. Go ahead and remove it again.
Roger, it's removed.
Looks like we just got...
Roger, we're passing over the crater Borman. And there's Anders out there. Levels right south of it.
Roger. TV's breaking up now. Okay, we're back with a good picture. Looks like we just have too much light. Our definition is rather weak.
Roger. Fogging up the window here, Houston, is my other problem.
Roger, Bill, the other window was better than this one.
Okay.
Yeah, much better picture, Bill, much better.
All right, the right side of the camera is pointing retrograde. We are now passing a beam of the crater Houston. And I'll shine the camera over there once for the folks in Texas.
Roger.
It's a big and sprawly one. It's got those two impact craters, one to the right and one to the left.
Roger, Bill.
How's your picture?
Still about the same, Bill. It's the terrain's pretty bright. We're not getting much definition at all. Definition on this side is much, much better.
Okay, we'll leave it here. The wind, that gives you an idea how bad our window is.
Roger, this picture now is much better. I guess the light levels are decreasing now.
Okay, we're coming up on the crater Collins.
Roger, what crater is that that's just going off?
That's some small impact crater.
Roger.
We'll call it John Aaron's.
Okay.
If he'll keep looking at the systems anyway.
He just quit looking.
Jerry, another interesting feature, these small impact craters have dark spots in the center where it appears that they buried in and hit some new material down below that scattered a lot of fine white dust around them.
Roger, understand, Jim. This is Houston, Apollo 8, this is Houston. Looks like we can see Collins now.
Roger, there's Collins for you.
And Collins is right on the edge of Spice C, which we're about to pass over.
Roger.
Okay, we're now going across
Smythe
Sea. Go ahead.
Roger, we just saw Stellenwerk go by.
Roger. He was really in a hurry.
Roger, picture is much improved now, getting better all the time.
Roger. The terrain here is, as you can see, not well defined. We're going to start a roll to the left in order to come across the target area with the television.
Roger.
Landing site area.
Roger, Bill.
Now.
Roger, that's a very good one. That must be O'Neill. Roger, Bill. We see O'Neill real well. Also, the smaller crater off to the side of it.
That's it.
Roger.
Houston, this is Apollo 8. We're
going to
terminate our program for this path and get on with preparations for LOI
2,
if you say we're go.
Apollo 8, this is Houston.
Roger. Okay, signing off until a ninth rev, Apollo 8.
Apollo 8, Houston. Roger. Apollo 8, Houston. Roger. Thank you for the look.
Roger.
Apollo Control, Houston. Most of those craters identified in the conversation, largely over the east part of this front side pass, are actually unnamed. They have been coded for purposes of this flight. Perhaps you recognize some of the names, names like Bassett and C. And by the way, John Aaron. John is ECOM on the green shift. So at 71 hours, 54 minutes, we continue to monitor.
This is Houston. You have the DSE.
Thank you, Houston.
Roger. Apollo 8, on your backside data, it's pretty much unintelligible. We suggest, Bill, that you recheck the position of your mic for your backside pass and try to speak a little bit louder and more distinctly. The last one we listened to was pretty much unintelligible. Over.
Roger, as soon as I get squared away, I'll give you a real quick, real-time summary.
Roger.
And, Houston, you might let us know, can we do the red-blue filter exercise with both of these filters, red filters on, over?
Stand by. Apollo 8, this is Houston. Apollo 8, Houston, negative. Apollo 8, this is Houston with an LOI-2 maneuver pad. Ready to copy?
Stand by.
Roger, standing by.
Go ahead.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. LOI-2. STS. GNN. 46427. Minus 053. Plus 141. 073. 350570 minus 01350 plus all zeros plus all zeros. Copy.
Roger.
Roger. 00017535800 07 plus 00606 01350 009er 01265 02 3 1 1 2 1 9er 7. Copy.
Roger.
Roger. Taurus Ada. I repeat, Taurus Ada. Up 1 6 2. Left 0 1. The remainder not applicable. GDC align Sirius Rigel 1 2 9er 1 5 5 0 1 0. Negative ullage. Horizon window, ignition minus 3 2 7 degrees. Horizon lit. At ignition, 1 8 degrees. Horizon lit. Before readback, configure for receiving a update. Over.
Roger, understand. Configure for receiving an update. Okay, we're in code accept. Go ahead.
Roger, I'm ready for your readback.
LOI 2, SPSGNN, 46427, minus 053, plus 141, 073, 35, 0570, minus 01350, plus 0000, plus 0000, 000. 175 358 00607 plus 00606 01350 009 01265 02 3112 197. Taurus Ada up 16.2 left 0.1. Next 3 not applicable. Sirius Rigel, 129 155 010. No ullage. Ignition minus 3, 27 degrees. Ignition 18 degrees.
Apollo 8 Houston, roger. Readback is correct. This is Houston. Your map update for Rev 2 slash 3. No change. Over.
Understand. No change. Rev 2 slash 3.
Roger, Frank. You can expect a go, no go for the next rev at 20 minutes before LOS. Over.
Roger.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. We'll try to make that call 20 minutes before every LOS. Over.
Fine.
Houston, we have the CSM vector in, starting on the LAM. Over.
Thank you. Houston, this is Apollo 8.
Apollo 8, Houston, go.
Roger, just an interesting feature on my center window, which had ice on it, is now beginning to melt. I'm beginning to see through it.
Roger, that's good news.
And again, we're directly over our favorite Messier and Pickering. This altitude, Houston, is tremendous. There's no trouble picking out features that we learned on the map.
Roger, Jim, that's good news. What do you think of the lighting situation as far as the range of lighting for good visibility?
The range from here is outstanding. I wish we had the TV still going because the ground area now is darker. We're just passed over the Sea of Fertility, and the Mari is darker. The mountain ranges have more contrast. There's more contrast because of the sun angle. Bill's got the 16mm going for us.
Roger.
There's the crater, Tarantias, I believe, over there. We'll try to get TV on this at a later time, but we're not getting ready for a burn.
Roger, Jim.
I can see the old second mission point here very well, Mount Maryland.
Roger.
Everything is quite distinct. Shadows are good. The ground doesn't have any sunlight return. It appears very good visibility from these sun angles.
Roger.
Bill just mentioned that the visibility seems to be excellent just about up to the terminator, something which I didn't expect. I thought there'd be a little bit more a gradual shift to darkness, but it's very sharp and distinct.
Roger, Jim.
Of course, we're at a very high phase angle now.
Apollo 8, Houston, all of your updates are in. The computer is yours, though.
Thank you.
Block. Roger, break. Apollo 8, Houston, your TEI 2 pad is good. Stand by to copy your TEI 3, over.
We're ready for TEI 3.
Roger, TEI 3, SPF. G and N, 4, 6, 4, 2, 7, -0, 5, 3, +1, 4, 1, 0, 7, 5, 3-1. 2-Niner. Niner 5. Plus 2-8. Niner 6-0. Minus 0-0-4-5-6. Plus 0-0-7-2-0. Copy.
Roger.
Roger. 1-8-0-0-2-1-0-0-2.